In the African country of Chad, shopkeepers and other traders are finding it hard to find goods to stock their shelves after recent fighting caused a looting rampage in the capital. Rebels, whom the government says are backed by neighboring Sudan, stormed into the riverside capital of N'Djamena and armed at pickup trucks a week ago and besieged the presidential palace. 2 days of heavy fighting in the streets killed at least 165 people. Tens of thousands of people fled over the river to bordering Cameroon, while others hid in their houses. Oxfam International warned yesterday that the recent fighting has cut supply lines going to the east and that its aid efforts to more than 100,000 people in the region is roughly 3 weeks away from a total shutdown. Oxfam spokesman Ian Bray says a health crisis could be looming.
110,000 people are getting water, sanitation out in the east, and basically that area is now cut off from the rest of the world because of the fighting in N'Djamena has stopped any aid supplies going through. We've got about 2 to 3 weeks before we have to turn off the taps. The water we've been supplying is from rather deep wells. They require fuel for the pumps to pump that water up. As soon as the fuel runs out, then so does the water. And it's too horrible to think what the consequences would be if that came to it. So we're calling on the UN and the donors to ensure there is an aid pipeline. We haven't set up as yet an appeal for this, but we will always receive funding. You can always donate to Oxfam on our website, which is www.oxfam.org.uk, and we will accept funding.